John. You got to check this thing I just found out. I think there are wizard people living amongst us. Like all the top leaders in the world.
Wizard people?
Yeah, they've been living underground for thousands of years. They're descended from dinosaurs, and now there's wizards in our government.
This just isn't like some weird conspiracy theory?
Yeah, Expecto Patronum. I saw this video where Barack Obama blinked weird, and you just know, you can tell he's a wizard.
You're a wizard, Barry.
And this is Stranger Still. Out of this song talking like this?
We should.
John, this is Stranger Still. What do?
We answer the questions that you would never question to ask.
I'm Nick Wood.
I'm John Began.
And this week we're discussing conspiracy theories. Good unison there.
Thank you.
No, thank you. I do want to tell that story though.
Yeah.
Last week we had literally 2 hours of tech problems where we came into our studio.
Yep.
The program we record on just crashed and crashed and crashed. So we went over to another room. It kept crashing and crashing. We reset everything. And we came back and we tried another studio, but only one microphone was working.
Yep.
And then we came back here to our normal studio.
And we wanted to get all smoochy around it.
Yeah. That would be weird.
That wouldn't be weird. It'd be strange. Or still.
Good joke. And I think it's because the only explanation, John, is that the reason none of our stuff worked is because conspiracy theories.
Right.
We're here to expose the government today.
That's exactly what people call conspiracy theories when they're talking about them, too.
Yeah.
Like, when they were investigating into JFK's assassination, they said, I know what did this. Conspiracy theories did this. Conspiracy theories.
So, what is your favorite conspiracy theory? Even if you hate it, like, what's your favorite?
My favorite?
Yeah. Well, do you believe in any conspiracy theories? Like any things out there that are unproven that you just accept as fact?
I wish I could have thought more about this before I was talking with my mouth. But I think that there's definitely life outside of this planet, because it would be ridiculous if there wasn't.
Right. I agree with that. But, I subscribe to that.
Yeah.
Do you believe that that intelligent life has visited Earth from outside of Earth and the government is covering it up?
No. Because that's garbage.
What about Area 51, John?
Oh, I should have thought of that before I said it was garbage.
Now you're going to end up in Area 51. Remember that scene in Indiana Jones 4 where they go to Area 51 and it's supposed to be like this moment where they're like, oh, cool. But it's like, good job jumping the shark, guys.
I think that was on Happy Days.
So this one time my family went down to Texas. I'm just ignoring that awful joke you made. We went down to Texas to go see the Blackhawks and Stars play hockey, you know, sports ball.
Yeah.
We were down in Texas and we had some extra time. So we went to Dealey Plaza. Do you know what that is?
No.
It's a really good ska band, but it's also the place where JFK got shot. But we went to Dealey Plaza. There's like this, the museum in the book depository, or is it repository? Suppository? Where
ouch.
The lone shooter shot JFK from.
Did you hear my joke?
Yes.
Ouch.
Okay. Yes. There's this museum in the book suppository, and outside of this building, there's this guy like in a pavilion with like this one of these plastic tables set up with like a TV screen and all these like photo books full of pictures of JFK's autopsy. And just like it had like the exit wound on the back of his head, just like in this book for kids to see, and like this video off to the side playing as like his own DVD about the JFK assassination and how it's this big government cover up. And he just like went on and on about the whole JFK conspiracy theory, trying to get people to buy his stuff. But that guy is what we would call a conspiracy theorist. Woo! Hey, flawless transition. Learning, I did jazz hands. So I think you and I, and most people, will generally associate conspiracy theorists with being crazy or skeptics of our own reality, that they love to spout their theories on forums and YouTube videos and write books and try to get you to buy them. They provide I'm using air quotes, evidence.
Yeah.
To the existence of people like that are still alive, like Hitler, Elvis, this, that kind of stuff, you know.
And a lot of people eat that garbage for breakfast.
They do. Like, I watched this really interesting video on YouTube about the Denver airport. Uh-huh. Have you heard about the Denver airport?
No.
Basically, they think that it is proof for the New World Order because there's like all these paintings and like the carpet is a certain way that proves that the New World Order built this airport. There's also some awesome conspiracy theorists. I know you love chemtrails.
Oh, yeah.
I know you subscribe to the idea of chemtrails. Even though there's undeniable proof that there's no such thing as chemtrails, but yeah. Whatever.
Like, I believe that there are, like, there's, like, water vapor in the clouds.
Yeah.
And it's caused by a plane, probably.
Yeah. And, just because of physics.
Yeah, and then it, like, evaporates into the air.
Uh-huh. Do you believe in a flat earth theory? That's a new one for some reason.
Yeah, no. I mean, I don't see a curve.
That's so awful. So I'm not saying any of these aren't true. I'm just making fun of them. But they don't have any real evidence. They have conjecture.
Yep.
But they don't have that solid evidence.
And entertainment value. Because there are big dumbies out there.
There are big dumbies.
Like Alex Jones.
Why do you think America's Funniest Videos have been on the air since before I was born?
That guy fell.
Because we love watching stupid things.
Yeah.
Sorry for calling anyone that subscribes to these stupid, but...
except for Alex Jones.
Except for Alex Jones.
No apologies.
I don't know who Alex Jones
is. He's kind of a dummy. I'll tell you about him later.
Okay. but a lot of these conspiracy theories, I think, stems from just a general distrust of the government and higher powers. In history class in high school, I distinctly remember one of my teachers posing the idea that a lot of the conspiracy theories really started with Watergate. Mm-hmm. Like, that was the first time that our government had done something to... They had done illegal activities and then covered it up and then... It was proven with documented evidence that the government was doing this. And that stemmed, this like broke off a lot of people from trusting the government and conspiracy theories.
So it was just real, real deal.
Yeah, it was the real deal. And since then, the idea has kind of started that like, oh, the government can do whatever they want, but they can, first of all.
Yeah.
But conspiracy theorists kind of take that at an extra level and say they can do whatever they want and they do it all the time.
Can I just say, like, just real quick? Like,
yes.
Just real quick.
Yeah.
How hard it is not to talk about the political presidential election.
You know what's funny is that's down in my notes here.
Yeah,
the government doesn't do this all the time. There are some that are more recent than others. I don't want to alienate any of our listeners out there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to keep this as politically centered as I can. But I know that... It's hard for you to do because you're a very
passionate
political
on one side
man.
Or the other.
Yes. but there's one that is true. It just came out with Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
So you want to tell me about that?
Oh, is he the guy that says, let me tell you this. And then he talks like he's got something to say.
Yeah.
With good emotions and feelings.
Yeah, that guy. So can you tell me what happened with him and that whole conspiracy theory?
Man, where do I even begin on this thing and stay neutral?
Here, I'll start you off. Because I remember, like, I don't remember when it was. But I remember you coming up and being like, dude, there's like 100,000 people outside of this Bernie rally and the mm-hmm. media is covering none of it.
Yeah.
Absolutely no coverage of this entire political event going on right now.
Okay.
And like a week later, on the news, what happened?
Somebody else got some coverage.
Well... It came out that, like, the media literally was suppressing this media coverage.
Yeah. Yep. That all the parading in the streets,
mm-hmm.
all the protests and things like that. But what you have to remember is, like, regardless of my political opinions,
mm-hmm.
Hillary's been in power for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So she's built up her solid base.
Yep.
I think it's agreed that not a lot of people are super excited about her. it's all comes down to her... And there's varying levels of it. People think that it's straight up like hiding votes and things like uh-huh. that. Who knows? Like, I don't subscribe to that, but I do think that one of the most important things in this country is the media.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it's owned by people that are in power already.
Yeah. But the interesting thing with that is when you came up to me and said, the media isn't covering this, I didn't really think anything of it until it came out that there was all this communication between people saying, don't cover Bernie Sanders. And that is a conspiracy theory in and of itself. the initial thought, like, this is being suppressed by people of power, was a conspiracy theory. It just happened to be true.
Well, I think, too, is like when you get a conspiracy theory, there's no end to it. It can keep going and going and going. So now there was a conspiracy theory that there was voter suppression, or like
that the
DNC favored one person over the other. And then now there's a conspiracy. Oh, it was the Russians. Oh, it was like the
Trump
Chinese.
Telling the Russians
it was Trump.
To do it. Yeah. The fact that that came true splintered it off into more and more distrust.
Mm-hmm.
And there's already, like I said before, there's already this giant distrust with the government because of things like Watergate. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. See how I brought that around?
Ooh,
see how I brought that around?
Yeah.
We're going to be talking, I got 10, count them, 10 conspiracy theories that ended up being true that I want to tell you about today.
Dang.
And next week. Because it's going to take a long time to get through these.
Yep.
We'll do 5 this week. We'll do 5 next week. This week is going to be a little lighthearted. I mean, a lot of serious stuff happened, but it makes me giggle.
Cool. Yeah.
For reasons that people will probably think I'm a jerk for.
Yeah. But like less death.
Right. But next week.
Yeah.
Lots of death.
Cool. Lots of downers.
Yeah. So we'll start laughing now, and then next week we will start crying.
Great.
Cool.
Always end on a sad note.
Yeah. As they say in theater, right? Yep. The other thing I want to say is that there's a giant list, and I'll probably give some more suggestions at the end of next week's episode about some other ones you can go out and read about if you want to. But I've narrowed it down in no particular order to my favorite 10.
Yeah.
So let's start. Number 10. All right. Let's talk like radio personalities. Number 10.
I'd rather talk like conspiracy theorists.
I mean, anyway, I'm going to start you with the number 10.
Okay.
Number 10.
Yeah.
I'm going to start you with a low ball.
All right.
You know about Watergate.
That was when that Nixon fella lied on about tape. They said, do you have tape? And he said, nope.
Nope. I've got masking tape, but you want scotch tape. I don't got scotch tape.
Yeah. What does Nixon say? What's his catchphrase?
I am not a crook.
Yeah.
I'm having to beat that impression. It also sounds like Doc Brown from Back to the Future. Marty, I am not a crook. We have to go back.
See, I wish I knew more about Watergate so I could make Watergate jokes. Dang.
The DNC, we broke in. We gotta go back and stop us from breaking in. Anyway, man, I'm so good at impressions. so I feel like everyone kind of has an understanding of Watergate in some form or fashion. My understanding before researching this was pretty high level. Like you said, it was something about tapes and Nixon and I am not a crook, stuff like that. But it's actually a really entertaining story, and I'm surprised someone hasn't made a movie out of it yet, because it's like Ocean's 11 material.
Yeah, except like now you're going to find out that they did. Because they definitely did.
Did they?
Yes. Who's they? I don't know.
The first thing you need to know is that Nixon thought everyone was out to get him because he originally ran against JFK, and there's this good video that they showed us in high school of JFK. They're at a debate, and JFK was like all prim and proper, and Nixon was like really sweaty and gross looking and like had sweat on his brow, and he just looked greasy. And he thought that the media did that intentionally to make him look bad so he wouldn't get elected to be president. Ever since then, Nixon thought that everyone was out to get him, specifically the media. And because of this, he started what he called an enemies list, which is always good for a president to have.
That's a cute name for it, though.
I mean, at least it's not like nemesis list.
Yeah.
Nemesis list.
It's in a pink journal.
with I Heart Troy on the cover. So re-election was coming up. He served his first term as the re-election was coming up, and he was in the middle of a very unfavorable Vietnam War.
Mm-hmm.
The public wasn't a big fan of the Vietnam War. I don't know if you know that. But things weren't looking so great for him, so he thought that he would take every measure that he could to make sure he got re-elected. And since the media was out to get him, he thought that he would basically sabotage them.
Good, okay.
Now, the reason we call it Watergate is because the Democratic National Committee, the DNC, had a headquarters at this like whole complex or campus or whatever called Watergate.
Yeah.
Like that was the name of the complex. Now, some of Nixon's people, they broke into the DNC's office. They went in there specifically to steal some confidential information from the DNC and tap their phones.
Great.
Okay. Yeah. Good job, Nixon. That went off without a hitch. We would probably never heard about Watergate. Maybe we would, but it wouldn't be like this huge scandal. The reason we've heard of it is because their phone taps didn't work. They showed up back at Watergate like a month later, to try to tap the phones again. They had like a new setup they were going to bring in, except this time they got caught. Because what's the worst thing you can do as a criminal?
Get caught.
Well, number one is get caught. Okay. Number two is, in the criminal doctrine that you just created, number two is...
Right. Oh, I'm sorry. Am I supposed to... I won't give away family secrets. Return to the scene of the crime. How's that sound?
That's what
we always say. Don't get caught.
Yeah. Number three.
Okay.
Well, these guys decided to go back to Watergate
mm-hmm.
because their phone taps didn't work, so they showed up with a whole new setup, except the security guard caught them because they're big, big dummies.
Yep.
They, like, left a lock, like, jimmied so, like, they could get in and out all easy. And of course, the security guard knows that. He's like, this lock is jimmied. Someone's here illegally, so they caught him.
Jimmied is a really good verb for, like...
everything.
For, like, back then, especially.
Especially back in the 60s and 70s.
Hey, want me to jimmy you up a sandwich? It just works in anything.
Yeah. These people were caught. Police showed up, and they were doing some fishy stuff with the DNC,
mm-hmm.
so they kind of thought maybe Nixon's involved. But right away, right off the bat, they said, Nixon said, I have no connection with these people. They had no, I guess, evidence to show that they were connected to Nixon. And everyone believed him, and we lived happily ever after.
Okay, good. That sounds like a great wrap-up.
That's not how it went, though. The thing is, people didn't believe Nixon because he's greasy. As it turns out, these OG criminals got caught, and Nixon paid them like a crap ton of hush money.
Mm-hmm.
Not to be confused with hush puppies.
Right.
The FBI actually began to look deeper into the scandal. The FBI themselves started looking into Nixon, our very own president at the time. And Nixon tried to get the CIA to keep the FBI from looking into it. Because he's a really stand-up guy.
Yeah. Greasy.
He's a greasy, greasy man. Greasy monkey.
Like grease.
Like
grease hair on the TV, right?
The joke was Athens. Like Athens. So greasy.
Athens? Oh. Thank you.
He got, like, a year after he was reelected, about a year later, people, I don't know why, but they started to testify against Nixon for... being connected to these crimes at the DNC mm-hmm. headquarters. And someone found out that he was recording literally every single conversation that was being held in the Oval Office, the president's office. He was recording everything that happened in there. Like, the FBI and all of them were like, give it to us. And he's like, make me. And they're like, okay. Eventually, the Supreme Court gets a hold of these tapes. And long story short, as Trump would say, he was fired.
You sound just like him.
Yeah.
How'd you do that? I haven't heard anyone do his Trump impression since he started running.
Oh yeah? Here, let me watch my hair.
Okay. Whoa.
Yeah. Does it look like Trump now? Yeah. You think we're on a podcast?
Yeah.
Because they're just gonna take my word for it.
Jesus Louises. You must go through a can of tan a day.
Can of tan a day.
All right, go on.
So Nixon, pretty cool guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Goes down in history as one of the coolest presidents of all time. Should we move on to number nine?
Please.
Okay. This one is the Iran-Contra affairs.
I was so excited.
I'm trying to get you all amped up for the Iran-Contra affairs.
I am.
Do you know about the Iran-Contra affairs?
Yeah. It was like, was it a first-person shooter or was it like a spaceship thing?
It was a side-scroller, but it's not what we're talking about. This one's a little bit simpler than Watergate. The year was 1985, amidst the Cold War, during which the government was very paranoid of communists. Dun 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 dun. Red scare, scare, scare. Dun dun dun.
And I'll tell you what, I am a little bit scary, but the top 1% of Contra.
Go on. That's all I got.
At the time, there happened to be a set of guerrilla fighters down in...
Hey, just real quick, I just want you to know that I understand the difference between socialism and democratic socialism. Just a little asterisk. Okay, enjoy the show. Okay, what?
Anyway, at the time, there also happened to be these guerrilla fighters...
Yep, real King Kong situation.
Yep, in the country of Nicaragua.
Okay.
And at the time, Nicaragua had a what the Reagan administration called a communist threat. And these guerrilla fighters were going against that quote, communist threat.
Oh my goodness.
Yay, Cold War. It's a fun time to be alive. Basically, these guerrilla fighters down in Nicaragua, the Contra fighters, as they're called, not the video game, were on our side because they were fighting the communists.
Mm-hmm.
So Reagan funneled as much money to the Contras as he could until he was finally cut off by Congress. They're like, no more, dude. I know we hate communism, but we have to pay for our vacations somehow.
Yeah.
Incidentally, at the same time, we had an embargo against trading weapons and arms to Iran. Why is that important?
Because Iran only needs legs to run. They don't need arms.
So you would have to deal with people? No. Because Lebanon had 7 U.S. hostages.
Oh, good.
Which sounds connected, right?
This is the happy half?
This is the happy half. This is as happy as it's going to get, man. So, Lebanon had 7 U.S. hostages. And even though they don't seem connected, Iran approached a guy named Robert McFarlane about buying some guns.
Yeah.
So there was this embargo, so they couldn't sell them to him. So McFarlane and Reagan convinced themselves that, one, giving them guns could improve relations with Lebanon so they could possibly get their hostages back. And two, that's definitely not negotiating with terrorists.
No,
not at all.
Not at all.
Nah.
But the way he got away with it is because McFarlane had that TV program, Family Man.
Yeah, Family Man. And American Father. That's
It wasn't as good.
It's not as good, but I feel like it's underrated, at least.
Okay.
At the end, without Congress's consent, they sold $30 million worth of arms to Iran, mostly bombs and stuff. Reagan, as a PBS article put it, had a, quote, disengagement from the management of his White House, which allowed another dude named Oliver North to take $18 million of that $30 million and just kind of shove it over to those Contras.
Yeah.
Because Congress wouldn't approve giving them money. They just went behind the back and sold arms to Iran and then just kind of moved that money on over to the Contras. $30 million of arms to Iran, that definitely wasn't a bad idea and never came back to bite us in the butt.
Yeah, thank goodness that's all over.
I know, man.
When are we putting this out? 2030?
Our kids will look back and be like, what are they talking about? What problem?
Yeah. And then they'll fly away in their space shoes.
Instead of like, bloop, 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 bloop. Instead of Heelys, they'll have...
Toesies?
Toesies. Where they
rocket
just...
powered propulsion?
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 We'll get to the word eventually. Cool. So, Iran-Contra affair. You good on that one? Any questions?
I'm good, man.
All right, cool.
I'm starting to believe.
Yeah, you're starting to believe, right? These are proud moments of our U.S. government. So I want to start off by diving into some ones that most people, I think, have at least heard of. They might have some level of understanding of. Now we're gonna dive deep into the deep, dark conspiracies.
And that's when we have to talk like this. The stuff that they don't want you to hear. But the next one was called Operation Big Buzz. Operation Big Buzz.
So number 8, Operation Big Buzz. Just based solely on the name, what do you think Operation Big Buzz is?
Isn't that a website? Top 10 ways to cook a sandwich?
Yeah.
17 rules for dating my teenage daughter?
Yep.
Was that on Big Buzz? I saw that.
I think that was on Big Buzz. All right, so you've heard of guerrilla warfare.
Yeah. They're brutal.
You've heard of chemical warfare.
Uh-huh.
You've heard of biological warfare.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of entomological warfare?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What is it?
Entomological?
Yeah.
That's when you use your anatomy in warfare.
Like, you just throw...
you look how buff and tough I am. Ooh, yeah. Look at that. Oh, I must do a push-up a day.
So it's mostly, like, arm wrestling warfare.
Well, it's a lot of intimidation.
Oh, okay. So, like, the Cold War. Warfare.
Yeah.
That's what the Cold War was.
It was just us flexing our big American muscles.
Yeah. Entomological warfare is actually where you use insects as a form of warfare, which I didn't know was a thing until I started researching this.
Great.
And it makes me giggle, and it's not funny.
Good.
The things that happened are not funny.
Uh-huh.
The fact that the government tested on Georgia citizens is not funny, but just the fact that entomological warfare was something we tested makes me just giggle like a little schoolgirl.
Great. Great. Good job.
Operation Big Buzz... was back in the mid-1950s, the government was fascinated by the concept of entomological warfare. They did a bunch of experiments, mostly in Georgia for some reason. But Operation Big Buzz, in particular, was where they dropped E-14 bombs on Georgia, which E-14 bombs are apparently like a, so it was like a cardboard box that goes inside of a bomb, basically.
Oh, good.
And they would drop the cardboard box on Georgia.
So how did this like end up starting out as a theory before it was proven?
Because the idea was that they wanted to see how viable it would be to spread yellow fever on warring countries using mosquitoes. Isn't that bonkers? So what they did was they take these E-14 bombs or E-14 munitions and they just like dropped them all over Georgia. And overall, once the operation was done, it was 300,000 mosquitoes were used in this operation, just dumped on Georgia. The mosquitoes themselves were not infected with yellow fever, but they wanted to see how, after dropping them, how far they would go, if they could survive, if they'd still have their blood meals, and like how far out they would spread.
How long ago was this?
The 1950s.
Oh, good.
You're going to find out that the 1950s is a good year for experimenting on U.S. citizens.
Good, okay.
Yeah, it's great stuff. There were similar ones, like I said, but they'd take up more space on this list. And I think Operation Big Buzz was the biggest one. So for you out there that want to know about more about entomological warfare, go look up Operation Big Itch, Operation Mayday, and Operation Dropkick. All have to do with spreading like fleas and mosquitoes.
Fleas, mosquitoes, Chuck Norris.
Yep, all over the place. Number 7! Dun, dun, dun. So this one is similar in that it was the U.S. government experimenting on its citizens once again. But it's less funny because one person died, which does suck. But also in the 1950s,
mm-hmm.
big year, big decade, I should say, the U.S. Navy performed Operation Sea Spray. Now, based on that name, what do you think this one is?
Sea Spray?
Sea Spray. S-P-R-A-Y.
This sucks. Great. Good job. Oh, here comes John with his jokes about someone that literally died in real life.
It's just one dude.
I'm just one dude.
Well, good thing the Navy's not experimenting on you then.
Because?
Because, oh, that's a good segue. Sorry, I'm like...
He lost his own segue.
Yeah, I lost my own segue. Job. Yeah, those things are expensive. So they sprayed a boatload of bacteria that I'm going to have a hard time saying. Boatload. I didn't even plan that joke. Bacteria.
So proud of himself.
There was one called Ceridia marcescens? Something like that.
Yeah.
And the second one was Bactilius globigi.
Yeah. I think that's what they used to make people sneeze in Harry Potter. It's some kind of spell. Bactilius globigi.
How dare
you? That's another thing that's... good on audio is
sneezing jokes. Yeah. So anyway, the Navy spread these two bacteria all over the San Francisco Bay Area.
Well, at least it was only two
bacteria. But the result was that it gave 11 people urinary tract infections. So they basically felt like they had to pee all the time.
Yeah,
like right after they pee, they feel like they have to pee again.
Great.
This test was done to see if spreading these bacteria over warring countries would be a viable option of warfare.
Mm-hmm.
So can you imagine dumping these bacteria all over Vietnam and making them feel like they had to pee all the time? All the damage that would be caused by that.
Yeah, they'd probably call it Vietnam.
Oh, my God.
You want me to explain why that's funny?
No. Okay. I'm good, John. So anyway, 11 people got urinary tract infections. One person did die from the urinary tract infection, which of all the ways to die, that's kind of up there in like the most embarrassing ways to die.
Yeah.
Like right below sneezing and hitting your head on the wall and dying.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a pretty loose hierarchy of dumb ways to die when it comes to the bodily functions, I guess.
So one guy did die from the urinary tract infection. But the good news is that was one out of a little under a million people that could have been infected by these two bacteria.
Great, okay. That's still pretty bad, but...
The even worse, though, is that apparently this is one of 235 documented tests done not just by the Navy, but by other departments of the U.S. government as well, between 1949 and 1969. There's 200 tests done in 20 years.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what freaks me out.
It's a good thing that nothing like this ever happens ever.
anymore. Yeah, and since then it never happened again except for number 6, which on our list is Project MK Ultra. Do you know about MK Ultra?
No, I only had I only played the first one on Sega Genesis. I was always Raiden. Was it like an arcade version?
Yeah, I always liked to be Reptile in that one, even though he was basically the same as Scorpion, but whatever.
I always liked being Kane.
Citizen Kane?
Yeah, he was my rosebud.
So this one's a little bit more groovy. This one's a little bit more funky than the last ones, and probably the funkiest one on this list. And I think since this is number 6, this is the last on our list. But the only reason that I had heard of MK Ultra is because I read an entire book about LSD once. Acid Dreams. It was called Acid Dreams.
Yeah.
Anyway, all I knew about MK Ultra is that they gave LSD to people without them knowing. Because the government's super cool.
Like in their defense, though? That's not so bad.
I mean, there are worse things.
Like, all right. It wasn't like a Schedule I drug at the time, right?
Right. Can you guess what year this took place?
No, 50s.
Yeah. Isn't that great?
Got it in one.
Yet another.
Yep. Podcast
we
magic.
Definitely didn't leave some other stuff on the cutting room floor.
Yep. Didn't edit this in for the first guess.
So the 50s. I want to mention that on MKUltra, there's this great article on Gizmodo that a lot of this comes from. They said that the scope that the government had set out for the project MKUltra was to find substances that made alcohol more potent, made hypnotism easier, so they could, like, get information out of people, increase a person's willpower during torture or brainwashing, create controlled amnesia, shock or confuse people, or physically disable someone.
Jeez. So I probably would have known all that if I would read Gizmodo, but I never read Gizmodo after midnight or Get It Wet.
I'm trying to make a joke, but I never saw the movie.
That's good enough. It's the Furbies movie is what I'm talking
about. Yeah. That's why I never dunk my Furbies in water, because then they short circuit and don't work anymore. And they're like, $70, man.
Woohoo.
God.
Didn't they make noises
it's
like that?
It's 2016 and they're $70.
For a Furby for real?
For a talking plastic ball.
Wait. This is real?
Yes. Because I want the Furbaka, the Furby that's like Chewbacca.
Uh-huh.
$70, dude.
Thanks, Obama.
I want one so bad. They wanted any substances that could fulfill any of the wants on this list. They tried many, many, many drugs. They combined some drugs, which is never a good idea, unless you're getting crunk. They use stuff like heroin, weed, alcohol, stuff that I've never heard of, but I'm sure it makes me sound very sheltered when I say stuff like temazepam or psilocybin.
Yeah, bro.
Is that how you say it?
Dude, nice. Sure. Whatever.
Sure. The list goes on and on. Most of the experiments were run with LSD. They would, I'm using air quotes again, administer LSD to everyone and their mothers.
Sure. Yeah, I'm sure that marijuana test made them really violent, though.
Yeah, you know? Man, we should outlaw marijuana forever, dude.
Dude, nice.
Political jokes. They gave it to mental patients, addicts, and prostitutes.
Okay.
The CIA even apparently set up their own brothel called, aptly named Project Midnight Climax.
Oh.
This was to bring more men into the experiment. The men would come into the brothel and then they'd administer LSD to them.
Yeah.
Midnight Climax. This was all to see if they could achieve any of those, like, paralyzation, hypnosis, brainwashing, those effects from LSD and the other drugs. They assumed that these tests would have long-standing effects, so they also administered LSD on terminally ill cancer patients and prisoners. Yay, government!
Except that aren't there studies now that it has positive effects?
Yes.
On that?
But at the time, they didn't know what LSD was, so they figured it would kill them, or at least affect them negatively down the road. Like,
oh, okay,
just have, like, a psychotic breakdown 10 years from now or whatever. So they gave it to people that were going to die or already in prison.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Good.
Responsibility.
Right? Responsibility. The 50s. Weird time. In the end, the CIA destroyed most of their documentation, so we don't know how many people they actually brought into this operation.
Uh-huh.
But I can tell you there were some people that actually went mentally insane from like the mixing of drugs and how much they gave to him. And some people actually died, but a ton of people got really high.
Yeah. Yeah, that's facts.
So that's all I got. That's Project MK Ultra. How do you feel? How do you feel? That's five down. Five in the bank.
Oh, cool. You're just, you know, like terrified for my life.
Yeah. Government's out to get you.
Great.
So that took a long time, but we're not even done yet. I've got five more for you next week. Do you want to recap?
Yeah. We went over Waterworld, the movie.
Mm-hmm.
What was the one after that?
Contra.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We went over Contra. And then what was after that?
Big Buzz.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Then there was Big Buzz.
Uh-huh.
There was about the mosquitoes.
Yep.
What was after that?
The urinary tract infections?
Yeah, and then there was the urinary tract infections when they gave...
Why am I recapping this?
They put two bacteria out.
You're doing this on purpose. I can see the look on your face.
And then what was that last one again?
We literally just got done with it. Mortal Kombat Ultra.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. MK Ultra. Yeah, got it in one. That's all of them.
Got it.
How could
Nailed
I forget?
It. Cool. So, join us next week. We're going to talk about some really depressing stuff. Hope you're excited. So before we wrap up, we got a question on Facebook from Alina N, who wanted to know, like, you know those big tower cranes? Like they used to make skyscrapers and stuff?
Yeah.
Like they put the beams on in silent movies?
Yeah.
And guys are eating lunch on it?
Sure.
And, like, some guy gets hit on the head with one?
Mm-hmm.
Like, anyway, Alina wanted to know how those are made. Like, do they make themselves or do they, like... ship it in, or they like drive it on something and then plant it on the ground.
Yeah.
It's actually pretty interesting. I should also say that Alina was so curious, she went out and researched it herself after asking the question. So she already knows this answer, but I thought it was interesting enough to go over. Alina is actually partially right. These things do build themselves.
Mm-hmm.
There was this article on HowStuffWorks.com, our good friends at HowStuffWorks.com. We can say that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not false advertising.
No. Josh is my bud.
Yeah.
What's up, Josh?
What's up, Josh? Thanks for retweeting us.
Yeah. And Chuck.
And Chuck, if you're listening, they're not listening. But unofficial friends of the podcast, HowStuffWorks.com, has an article about the tower cranes. They bring in parts of the tower crane in on like 10 to 12 freights is what it said. They build it up to 40 feet, and then they use the thing to build itself from there. So they're like... grab the next piece with the tower crane, raise it up, attach it, and then the crane is higher, so then they grab it, so attach.
Sure, except that, you know, they're leaving out some details.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the way it actually works is it's all about scale, right? You want to get a big, giant crane?
Mm-hmm.
You got to start with a little tiny baby crane. So what they actually do is they have, like, these little matchbox-sized cranes.
Yeah.
And they work on, like, you know, mostly it's the construction workers that have a bunch of them that go... make the little fun noises. It's like building Legos.
Yeah.
And the little cranes build, like, I don't know, like a 6-inch crane.
Yeah.
And then once enough 6-inch cranes are built, they go on their way and they build like a foot tall one.
Yeah.
And it just keeps going up and up until you get to the
correct sliding. Actually, you're not completely wrong, because there's a part that I forgot, that up to the 40 feet mark, they use like a mobile crane, is what they call them, like a caterpillar or whatever. They use that to build it up to 40 feet and then it builds itself from there. So you're not completely wrong.
So little cranes build big crane.
Yeah. It's kind of like how when you go to the theme park and you play the games and you get like three small prizes, you could exchange them in for another big prize. Kind of like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's all I got. That's all I got this week. Thanks for that question, Alina. You can ask us questions pretty much anywhere.
Yeah. Like on Twitter.
Like Twitter.
At Stranger Still, and on Facebook.
We got a group. Just search for Stranger Still on there and we'll let you into our group. You can email us at podcast@strangerstillshow.com. Also, leave us a review on iTunes. Yeah. Thanks to everyone that's already done it. The best way to help us out, even still with a new podcast, is to leave a review or just star us on iTunes, whatever. We got a new review from Curtis L, who said, immediately a fan, but not in a worshipy way yet. Thank you, Curtis. Random Carrie said, listen and learn interesting things while enjoying solid goofs.
Yeah, you can enjoy, like, I don't know, semi-solid goofs. You can enjoy loose goofs.
But we got the solid goofs.
Yeah, mostly.
Yeah,
mostly. Depends on what we ate.
And our fiber content. So thanks for those two for the new reviews. And tell your friends. That's another good way.
I can appreciate that, but I don't want to limit you. Tell your enemies. They won't forget.
Yeah.
Go up to someone in the street that you don't know that pisses you off and cuts you off. Listen to Stranger Still. They'd be like, what did he just say? They're going to look that up.
Yeah. They'd be like, is that bad? I better listen.
Could that be like a homework thing? Can like everyone do that, please? Yeah. Tell your enemies.
Cool. Well, let's wrap it up for this week. We'll see you guys next week on Wednesday, as always. And I've been Nick Wood.
Are you still Nick Wood?
I used to be Nick Wood. I still am, though.
Oh, too. I'm still John.
And this was, and always will be, Stranger Still.